The Tachan for Life, Shir 18:20, Yom Sheni B'Shabbes, Parshas Dvarim. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schos to be zeiche to B'Tachan. The schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners should Be'ezer Hashem give him the schos of feeling B'Tachan for him and his mishpacha. We are talking about situations where a person feels let down by the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Now we have to add another thing to the conversation. How many times did the Rabbeinu Shlomo not let you down when you had bitachon? Unfortunately, many times we have bitachon for something and it works out and we don't necessarily attribute it to our bitachon. We say, oh, Baruch Hashem, things worked out because this person helped me or that person helped me. And we forget very quickly how a person relied on HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something and he was zeicha to that Yeshua. And we tend to only think about the times that seemingly HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not send us the Yeshua that we wanted. Obviously, that's not right. Obviously, that's not the proper perspective, but that's the way people think. Baruch Hashem, we try to have bitachon in many, many areas. And to be fair, many, many times we're zeichet to Yeshua's with our reliance on the Rabbeinu Shlomo. The Rabbeinu Shlomo does it so seamlessly that we don't even notice that it's coming from the Rabbeinu Shlomo. All of a sudden, naturally, it worked out, and we say, oh, Baruch Hashem, it worked out. We don't realize that the bitachon had a big impact. The reliance that we had on HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a huge influence on the outcome. So that's another thing to keep in mind. Besides for the fact that even when the Rabbeinu Shlomo seemingly let you down, he's still doing chesed for you. Besides for that, there are so many times that the Rabbeinu Shlomo did not let you down that unfortunately we don't pay attention to, we don't notice, we don't remember. Therefore, when a person's making the list, include in the list times that you relied on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he did help you in a seamless manner, in a way that you don't even notice that he's the one that did it. But the bottom line is your problem was solved. You had a problem, you worked on bitachon, you davened, and your problem was solved. That's also something to remember. It's difficult to remember because the Yetzer Hara doesn't want you to, but it's something to remember. And when a person looks at it like that, he starts realizing that yes, sometimes the Rabbeinu Shlomo seems to let you down for whatever reason. The vast majority of times he doesn't. And even more than that, you have to remember the times that you had bitachon and he helped you in such a secret way that you didn't even notice it was him. But you have to tune into those and you have to try to internalize that because it will help you feel safer, it will help you feel bitachon going forward, even when seemingly HaKadosh Baruch Hu let you down.